Balcony Radio.
I like the Birdman and the Animal.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just the Flying Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
That's the call across the land, ladies and gentlemen. Kicking your ass through your ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, it's just like that all the time.
It,
when the music is flowing just right, you know?
When is it not, is the question.
Oh, well.
It flows.
It flows all the time.
A river runs through it, my friend.
Uh-oh. That's a deep, profound thought.
It's music in my veins.
It's the river. It's the river of music. That's everywhere. Okay. And listening to all our old shows, too, is really kind of a flashback.
Are you listening to them while you're...
Some of them.
Oh, wow.
Some of them. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Does it suck?
Some of them do.
Yeah,
really
so.
Badly.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Really badly.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony, and we're Balcony Radio, and we're still not good at this.
We are still not good.
Nope.
We seem to hobble along regularly on this.
Like, if we didn't know how to pick songs, this show would be god-awful. It really would be, because the hosts... I fast-forward through us when I listen back.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
of course, I do. We kind of prattle on a little bit, don't we?
Oh, man, we're a bit much.
Well, some of those old shows...
Well, it all hits because of... It's because of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Little beaker here.
And nervousness, and we didn't know what we were talking about.
Speak for yourself. I'm just a bad broadcaster.
Anywho. What are we talking about?
Let me take the reins here for a second extol what you've done here tonight.
All right.
So, a little background. The way we produce the program.
Well, we have to tell them first. The show is long songs.
I was going to get there.
I'm sorry.
No, if you need to jump in.
No,
go on.
No, go on.
You're already there.
So
introduce the name of the show.
It's Long Song Silver, Episode 17, Fusion Explosion.
Yes. So... I would say more than 90% of the time, the way our show works is I ask you, what's the next thing on the calendar? And you tell me, and then I send you a playlist, and then you sequence it, and then we get together in some form and record a mix CD with us introducing the songs. That's
correct.
The radio show.
That's right.
Most of the time. That's how it works.
That's right. And you pick some excellent songs.
I'm pretty good at picking songs.
You're very good.
It's a skill I've had. I was a very good mixtape maker when I was in middle school and high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the CDR was invented, guess who was a fucking master of those 80 minutes, buddy?
Yeah, you put it together great.
Oh, I filled it to the very end. I would give you if I gave you a CD, you're getting 79.57 of music.
I was going to say right to the very end.
You understand, right?
Yes,
that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I had many 80-second songs to plug in at the end.
Did you really?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I was a pro. I'm not messing around here.
Those Minuteman songs, great for the end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some of their records, there's 20 options there.
That's right.
So. And then when we started doing this, this is basically the same thing, is I give you about an hour, usually hour and a half at the most, worth of music. And then you put it in a tangible order, because I basically just say, here's a bunch of fucking songs.
That's right. I put it together.
And Scott puts it together. And, that's the real impressive part, because you always put together something that works fairly well. And so with this show, because of the way we were recording, the day of I'm traveling, I didn't have much time. I thought, we're gonna record. What are we going to do? And then Scott here volunteered this week.
Yes, I'm the curator.
Because he was taking a couple days off from work and had nothing to do.
Besides
some busy work around the house.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right, I got you, is basically what Scott said. And then he said that he was going to put together some weird ass music, some what did you call it? You're calling this fusion.
Fusion.
But it's really prog, right? But it's jazz prog.
It's progressive jazz. Yes, you could call it
progressive jazz.
Absolutely. It's, it has a sort of it's multiple time signatures, multiple key changes.
It's something. Just imagine if you have an uncle who has a room with shag carpeting and wood paneling on the walls, and and really big headphones, he has all these records.
That's right. Lots of records. And
if there's a beanbag downstairs with a wall of albums, you're going to find all six of these choices on the wall.
Probably, in one form or another.
That's what Scott was going for. Yeah. And very well done, buddy.
Thank you.
So the only other thing, like you mentioned when you sent over the playlist, we always have a rule on the Long Song Show is we do 10 minutes plus. But we're bending it a little bit tonight to play a couple of shorter songs. Shorter being, what, 9:30?
9 and a half, eight minutes.
8:21. It's just because you picked some real barn burners here, some real space out tunes.
Yeah, man.
And so this is one of those times where the time doesn't really matter.
No, because they're really so condensed. Cares? They're so dense.
So it's really, we're going to hear some real wankery tonight in Scott's choices. And I say that with all compliments meant.
Thank you.
It's some real wank music. Tell us what we're starting with here.
Well, we're starting
with King of the Jazz Wanks.
King of the Jazz Wanks, and also the innovator and the guy who started pretty much jazz fusion. And this is from the album that got it going. This is Herbie Hancock. And we're going to the album Headhunters. This is called Sly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Herbie Hancock. Now, that's great stuff. I like that.
I did, too. We were listening about midway through when it got real jazzy. I did like the breakdown where it sounded like a John Coltrane song in the middle.
Yes, yes.
I was just thinking, this is the soundtrack to a super cool-ass movie that never got made in 1987.
That's saxophonist Bernie Maupin who
played
that sax breakdown.
No way.
Yeah.
It sounded exactly like my boy John Coltrane, who I'm, as you know, big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Of course, of course.
Sheets of Sound.
See, that's that was a great band that Hancock had with him at that time.
When does that record come out, Headhunters?
73.
Is that?
That's like one of
that's
the...
That's very early.
It's one of the first fusion
So that's records. Why it sounds like a Blaxploitation soundtrack.
Yes. Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's what I was thinking, because I could really see somebody walking down the street just slapping people to that song.
Oh yeah, no, it's got that rhythm, that feel to it. You know, I mean, it's a great record, and it's got that. It's really
I've never listened to it all the way
through. Trendsetting and influential record all the way.
You know what? I don't think I've ever listened to any of his albums all the way through.
Really, really.
Look at me.
That's shameful.
Do you want my nerd card now?
Or? You are very close to losing your nerd card for not listening to Herbie Hancock. Shame. Shame, shame.
I'm embarrassed.
We got to move on with more music here.
Please do. What do we got next?
We got somewhat rare music here. This is from Mahavishnu Orchestra, and this is from a record called The Lost Trident Sessions, which was released. It was basically the last part of Mahavishnu Orchestra, the first of Mahavishnu Mach 1.
Is this early 70s?
Yes, and this was music that didn't actually get released when it was first recorded. It was released as a live record.
Was it too heavy, man?
Too heavy, and the band was breaking up. And
no, there's that, too.
It was.
But they got together again.
It was a tumultuous time, but they still recorded some great
They're
music.
They're still around in some form, right? Aren't they one of those bands?
John McLaughlin, I think, still runs with the name.
Okay.
Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Because I swear that I've seen that they've released something within the last couple of years.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they have.
I'll have to check on that. It might be some live
stuff. It's got to be a situation where there's like maybe one or two original guys left, right? Because I also know that they did not get along.
Yes, that's very true. There's still a few of the original members that are still around, I don't know about if Billy Cobham wants to play or if any of the others want to play, but it would be something that I'm sure that they could do.
It's always a test to see who melts first.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Really, who's
who runs out of money
the
first?
Strongest of temperament here.
It's the other thing.
Yeah. So anyway, let's get to the music here. We're going to listen to the Mahavishnu Orchestra from the Lost Trident Sessions. The song is called Trilogy. Thank you. There you go. Mahavishnu Orchestra from the Lost Trident Sessions, and that was Trilogy, burning up there, with John McLaughlin on the guitar and Billy Cobham on the drums and Jerry Goodman on the violin and...
no one on vocals.
No one on vocals. And let's see, who was on bass? It was Jaco on bass? Jaco Pest? No, he was Weather Report, but... It was a great lineup. It was a great lineup of musicians, and like I said, that was unreleased material during their original existence as Mach 1. And they went on. John McLaughlin took the Mahavishnu Orchestra in a bunch of different directions.
Mach 2, 3, and 4. Oh God.
Yeah. So anyway,
does it really go up to 4?
No, but the lineup does change from album to album.
Jeez, of course it does.
Yeah,
of course it does.
Depending on his stylistic direction and what he's how he's feeling. So that's John McLaughlin. He's a great guitarist, one of the great musicians of our generation.
I see it.
Yes,
I mean, sorry, I hear it.
Okay, you can see it too, as a matter of fact, if you wish.
Well, I mean, when the drugs kick in, you can.
Yes,
I can taste it too, Scott.
Can you? It's like multi-senses.
I taste the music, man.
Okay, cool. That's what I like.
Let's move on to another band who you just mentioned offhandedly, The Weather Report.
The Weather Report, yes.
You know, this is an act that I know of them, but I'm not familiar. And what I've heard, like, I get it. It's good. It's played very well. It's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But can you explain this band of wanks to the audience, please?
It's Joe Zawinul, Wayne Shorter, Jacques Pastorius, Alfred Mouzon, and a few other people.
It's basically a bunch of rock guys who wanted to be in jazz bands. They got together.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Come on, let's
really simplify it.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of white guys who smoked a bunch of reefer and got into jazz. And then realized there was, like, maybe money in it if you got into it. And then disguised it as a jam band, but you're really a jazz
fan. I don't know if Joe Zawinul was thinking in those terms or not. But when him and Wayne Shorter formed the band, they were both straight-ahead jazz musicians. And so they took the band in a little different direction.
It's called selling out, Scott.
No.
It's called selling out.
It's called feeling your art, feeling your music.
Cha-ching.
Uh-huh. So anyway, we're going to move along. We're going to go right into some music here.
I just love the title.
Mysterious Traveler is the name of the album.
What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is called Cucumber Slumber. I was trying to see where Mysterious, when it came out. This is 1974. So you can see that music was in a very big change.
Yes, a lot of brown weed was broken up on this album. Yeah.
My oh my, yes. So here we go. From Mysterious Traveler, this is Weather Report and Cucumber Slumber. Thank you.
That it ends with just the UFO taking them away.
That's right. Wayne Shorter on that amazing sax solo from Cucumber Slumber and Weather Report and Mysterious Traveler is the name of the album. Oh, God. That just burns and burns and burns, man.
Pretty good.
Great stuff.
Pretty good.
Wayne Shorter was with that band from the very beginning. And
they're another one. There's still some incarnation of them that's out there, right?
Weather Report? I don't know. Because
I know they lasted a very long time.
Yeah, because most of the original members are
dead.
They're deceased, unfortunately. Joe Zawinul is deceased, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And Wayne Shorter is in his 90s.
Yeah.
So
I love that he's doing his own stuff. The young guy in the band is the bassist who's in his mid-70s.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right. Anyway, but that was fun music from Weather Report, who... vastly underrated. They did not get the airplay that they deserved. The jazz stations just looked right over them. They didn't play any fusion on the jazz stations.
No.
That's and they don't play any on the new jazz station.
Well, all the jazz heads are either you're going to get the traditional guys who are like, I'm only going to play bebop, or you get the people who play whatever it is that you get in modern jazz, which is unlistenable, which is like elevator music. There's no in between.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is the fusion is right in the center a lot.
Yeah, no. Sometimes it's something that should be on the wave, and it's
a little too rock and roll, I think, for jazz people. Yeah,
so too rock and roll, or it's just too, you know, soft. It's not.
It can be.
It's not straight ahead jazz. It's not traditional. I think
that's
jazz.
Like we were talking off air. That's the problem that I have with a lot of it, is because I really like straight ahead jazz, like bebop and West Coast from the 50s and 60s. And like when jazz gets weird in the late 60s and 70s, I stop liking it.
It's strange, though, because straight-ahead jazz is so much more complicated than fusion.
Yeah, it is, but there's no goddamn electric guitars in it. And the drums are in the back with the brushes on them, like it should be.
Yeah, thank you. Doing a little swing.
Yeah. These fusion bands, I don't see them in suit and tie, like the Duke said you're supposed to be wearing when you play live. You're supposed to dress to the nines every time, man. Or you get fined $50. You know the rules in the band.
It's the new jazz feel.
And this fusion stuff, it's guys in bell bottoms and long hair smoking dope before they're set. I've seen what the kids are up to.
Oh, okay. All right. It's a fashion thing. It's all fashion.
Your goddamn hair.
What?
Get a haircut, hippie.
No. No.
What are you rebelling against?
What do you got?
There we go.
Okay, Johnny.
Anyway.
Johnny says you got to rebel against music.
You want to do the... Well, we got to do the plugs.
It's midway. The plugs. Okay.
You want to do it or should I?
Why don't you go ahead and do it? I'm going to sit back and relax.
All right. Oh, here.
I'll take care of that. Yeah. Okay.
So anywho, if you have an idea for a show, a song suggestion, a question, a comment, a concern, anything, if you want to just reach out to Balcony Radio, you can do that via email. Our email address, balconyradio@gmail.com. balconyradio@gmail.com. The next thing you should do is get all your music needs taken care of at our mighty website, balconyradio.com, streaming music 24 hours a day, commercial free, with how many different streaming methods are on the site? Three? Four?
There are two, actually.
Two. Oh. The hell, man. You got to up that. Get up them numbers.
I'm working on it. All right.
So there, I can say this. There are multiple ways to stream music on our website, completely commercial free, 24 hours a day. And the music library, i.e. the radio station, is 60,000 or 70? Are we at 60? 65,000 songs of music. That's rock, pop, soul, R&B, basically everything from the last 6 or 7 decades of popular music that we've vetted and put on a big file and then hit the old random button. That's our radio station. Drop in, like we said, multiple ways to stream live. Monday through Friday, we stream a genreless genreless music library of whatever comes up. It's just a randomizer. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it's nothing but jazz music for your lounging and unwinding needs. So go check that out. It's really great, especially the jazz music. Scott has really gotten wild in the last couple of years of picking up a lot of stuff for the jazz library.
Yeah,
so you've kind of like doubled it in the last 2-3 years.
Tripled it, actually.
Is it that much now? Wow. So really, our jazz library is very impressive. So if you really want to just kind of dip your toe and just kind of listen to some really nice, unobtrusive music, check us out on the weekends. The other thing you'll find there on our website is the program here, the radio show, the actual not a podcast because of the rules of fair usage of music and digital rights and whatever.
Yeah.
Screw you, Apple.
Oh, well.
And all the radio,
and
all the music labels and artists and everyone who said no to our...
We'll do it ourselves.
Yeah. So we're still on the internet. Can't stop us. Take that. So there's a way to download or subscribe to the program on the RSS feed. You can find that on our mighty website, so we can show up in your podcast catcher of choice like any other program. Let us be your music connection for the week. I know you guys are still out there listening to a lot of stuff, even though we're in a pandemic. work is still happening and you're still listening to all your true crime podcasts and all your whatever. But every once in a while, you get to listen to tunes. And when that needs to happen, come to Balcony Radio.
Yes.
We drop a show every Sunday. We have 24 different genre-specific shows that we drop on a rotating basis. A live music show, an oldie show, a loud music show, all females show, an oldie show, reggae show. There's all kinds of stuff. There's 24 different genres that we find worthy enough for its own musical program. So if there's something you like, I'm sure that we're going to hit on it eventually.
It's there for you.
Seriously. So basically every show is about 80 to 90 minutes of music with your buddies here guiding you through some tunes that most likely you haven't heard because we play a lot of deep cuts and we're pretty proud of our music selections. We're not the best broadcasters, like you may have noticed, but we're really good at picking songs. It's a freaking skill.
It's fun.
So that's that. That's the website. Then on the social media tip, you can find us on Instagram, search Balcony Radio. You can find us on Facebook, search Balcony Radio. We upload pictures, cool things music related that we find, and also up episodes of the music program are uploaded to our Facebook page every Sunday. And we also have a Twitter. It's at Balcony Radio. Don't follow it. Don't go to Twitter.
Nah.
And
don't do that.
I think that's it, right?
I think that just about covers
all
it.
Right. So, oh, tell us about the next band. Oh, no, sorry, band act. This guy's back again, is he?
Well, it's actually he wasn't on the. He hasn't been around yet.
He wasn't in the band.
He wasn't on the last. He wasn't in Weather Report. But he's. We're doing.
I thought he was in Weather Report.
He was, but not in the track that we played.
Mm.
So he was in later
it's
in the band.
It's a sneaky one. It's a sneaky one. This Jaco.
Jaco Pastorius, one of the greatest bass players of all time.
Also, man. One of the best names in rock and roll.
Yes,
Jaco Pastorius.
Yeah,
that's pretty good, man. That sounds like a fake name.
No, that's his name, man.
That sounds like a guy who's trying to kill James Bond.
What you're doing to do, Mr. Pastorius?
Well, I expect you to rock, Mr. Bond.
Expect you to burn in hell, Bond.
Light this one up, Mr. Bond. You're going to need it for the next 10 minutes, 54 seconds.
Anyway, we're going to move to Jaco Pastorius' solo record, Word of Mouth, a classic record,
word
top to
mouth?
Bottom. Word of Mouth.
Mouth.
And it's great stuff. It's an excellent record. And this is a track called John and Mary.
Mm. Thank you.
The cello has finished his sleep. Jaco Pastorius. The album is called Word of Mouth. That song was called John and Mary. You can hear the sound that he was creating on that.
Yeah, it's called Graceland by Paul Simon. Is the sound of his tape. It sounded like African music there for a lot of it.
Probably. I'm sure there was some influence.
Like, it really did sound like that
African
one.
Rhythms in the middle.
I see. This is the thing that I always feel when you play this music is just like, this is great soundtrack music to a movie, and like that one, like that's your documentary about a guy going to Africa and like having an epiphany and then getting eaten at the end.
The longer tracks do have that programmatic feel to it, where it can be like the soundtrack mm-hmm. of some. Setting somewhere, yeah. Africa or Europe or
have you
the darkness on the eastern coast.
Oh, before we get into my question, yes. What was that song? Tell the audience.
Oh, that was called John and Mary, and that was by Jaco Pastorius, and it's from a record called Word of Mouth.
Yeah. Have you gotten into any of the soundtracks that Johnny Greenwood does from the Radiohead?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I thought that would be up your alley.
That's absolutely. He did the soundtrack to There Will Be Blood.
I just rewatched that again like a week and a half ago or so. It's still fucking great. I'm finished.
Finisher. Dun, 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 dun.
I just love that the half that soundtrack is literally Sticks and Stones.
It sounds like it's turn of the century. It sounds like it came from the turn of the 19th century.
Yeah, but there are like some tracks that are literally, it's like three sticks and four rocks, and this is what we're playing here.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does. But he also
so good. Does, it's really good.
Does some very melodic stuff as well. Yes, Johnny Greenwood. Is
I thought you'd be into. I thought you'd be into it. Have you gotten into? Have you seen Licorice Pizza?
I have not. I haven't seen
it.
This
is an off-air conversation. All right. Okay. Yeah,
we'll talk about
it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
There's not a lot of soundtrack, but he does do a very minimal score for that. Like, you never even notice it in the movie because it's mainly radio station songs, but there's some of it, and I think you would really like it a lot.
Okay. All right. That sounds cool. Yeah. That's the way he does his things. He's sort of an environmental soundtrack writer.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You know, and it's not overpowering, and it
really blends into whatever the scene wherever the scene is.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, and he's an award winner. Didn't he win an Academy Award?
He just won the BAFTA.
BAFTA. That. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
The British Oscar.
The rock and roll artists are moving into the awards categories now, just like Trent Reznor. And
yeah, he's got like two Oscars now, right?
Yes, he does.
Jeez.
Isn't that amazing?
Can you imagine telling teenage me, like, who's watching them do Head Like a Hole, see that guy right there? That guy covered in mud? He's going to have two Oscars when you grow up. Fuck you, he will.
Yeah, horseshit. Yeah, well, pass me that joint.
He's going to be the biggest soundtrack composer in Hollywood when you grow up. Fuck you, he will.
Fix me a drink and shut
the
up.
The guy who wants to fuck me like an animal? No way.
No way. What are you talking about? Get out of my face.
Downward spiral, 2 hours of I can't listen to this? It's two computers fucking? No.
No, no, no. Not possible. Not possible. But speaking of music, we're going to get into some really great music now.
Oh, back to the jazz heads.
Yes, yes,
go.
Yes. From one of my favorite artists, a great guitarist, Al Di Meola.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Okay. Yes. And he put out a lot of great records.
Di Meola, okay.
The guitarist with Return to Forever.
Yeah.
And he has put out a whole bunch of solo records that are just amazing. His playing ranges from classical to flamenco to indescribable jazz. It's absolutely amazing. He's just an amazing guitarist. And he has some new music out, as a matter of fact.
Screw you, really?
Yeah, and he's been playing some gigs in the Southland as of late.
What is he? He's 1,000. How's that happening?
He's not that old. He's a very young man. Fairly young man.
I mean, he's a young 1,000.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's just a couple of years older than me, so just give it a rest there.
Yeah,
young.
Well, you're a rough 3 miles is what you are.
There you go, yeah. Okay, give me a break there.
What are you? You're 5 miles of bad road, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Speaking of good road, though, we are going to listen to some music now from Al Di Meola. We're going to listen to the title track from his record, Casino. Check this out. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
the burning fingers of
I
Mr.
I woke up in a Soho bar with... Oh, sorry.
No. That's wrong guy. You killed him, man. The burning fingers of Mr. Al DiMeola.
I forgot the next line.
From the title track from his album Casino. Good God.
Tell me how. What's the next line?
I don't remember.
With the policeman calling my name?
What?
Is that what... I woke up in a Soho bar with a policeman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the Who.
Oh.
Hey, man, who the fuck are you?
Okay. I don't know why you're thinking
that. Sounded
of the
like
Who.
Won't Get Fooled Again to Me at the end, is what I'm implying.
The album Casino came out in 1978, the year I graduated from
Look
high
at
school.
That cover. Can you go back for a second?
Yeah.
He's sitting in a papasan chair.
Look at that.
Wearing a white suit with a black shirt underneath. Is he holding an umbrella drink?
I think he is, and his guitar is right here.
Jesus.
And he's sitting in front of...
He's got two guitars.
And he's got a wheel here, a gambling wheel.
Oh, my God. The cover of this record is some serious life goals.
Yes. That's what you get when you play amazing good guitars.
When you play your cards right.
Play your cards right, man, and you make lots of moolah.
You get on the right riverboat.
There you go. Al DiMeola is a great guitarist.
He's very good.
He's put out a lot of really great records, like I was saying earlier, and it was one of the best discoveries I made in high school, that's for sure. And never looked back. It's great, man. And like I said, and like I was telling you off the air, I just bought a vinyl copy of Splendido Hotel.
How's that sound?
An excellent record. Excellent. Great sound.
All right, here we go. We have to ask the music nerd question. How much did you pay for that vinyl record, Scott?
What did I pay for that? I got a fairly good deal on that.
Did you pay under $10?
I paid under $20.
Okay, fair enough.
In fact, I paid under $15 for it.
Okay, yeah.
So I got it for I think the listed price was like $11 or $12.99, something
not
like
bad.
That.
Okay, all right.
Which
bad.
Is probably a fair price for a new vinyl record.
For a new record of a very obscure release.
Yeah, fairly.
That's not bad. Okay, so, I'll give you that.
Worth every penny of it.
Like we've discussed before, the only reason I don't have a vinyl collection is because of that. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, because I don't blame you. Don't start.
I look at your wall here. It's like, oh, each one of this is $10. Jesus Christ!
No, man, more than that.
A lot of money.
It's the worth too. You know.
Oh my God! Did you ever think of getting this insured? You got to get this insured, son.
Yeah. If you plug all this information into your favorite vinyl application, I think Discogs will actually do it. It'll calculate the value of your record collection.
That's actually not a bad project idea for you.
No. So even at best, if $10
just to get an insurance value.
Uh-huh. I'd put it at $10 each at least.
That would put you have what 3,000 records
plus or minus, yeah.
Jesus, man.
So it might
So when you're ready to retire, I'll just burn your house down.
Burn my
for
house
the insurance.
Down. That's yeah. right. There you
Sorry,
go.
I've seen a lot of. I watched The Sopranos recently. I know how this works.
Yeah, it's very.
I
yeah.
burned your house down, and then
you hire the right people.
Yeah,
they'll do it.
Yeah, I hire some guys from out of town. I bring in some guys from the old country. Like, it was what I do.
the old country.
Some real heavy hitters. Some real pipe hitting
from
guys.
Yeah. Chihuahua.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Some guys with the skeletons on the tip of their shoes. Some of those guys.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I know them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You know exactly what's going to happen.
That's right. Oh, we're going to get in trouble for
you
that.
You want to retire someplace nice, Scott, or
yeah.
what?
I think we got to end this show. We got to end this show right yes. now because we've gone too far.
This is a band I've never heard of. Can you please explain who this is?
Brand X. Phil Collins was the drummer for Brand X when he wasn't drumming for Genesis. And there are, this is your basic.
Is this a 70s or 80s side 70s,
project? Most definitely 70s. And they put out, a half a dozen or so really good records at that time. And they're certainly worth your fusion dollar, no doubt about that. And they're definitely worth ending the show on a good note here. And that's what we're going to do. And you've been listening to Long Song Silver, Episode 17, Fusion Explosion. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. And hope you've enjoyed Scott's windy road into strange music.
Yes.
It's been interesting. It's had its highs and lows, mainly very high.
Oh, good.
Very high.
I'm glad about that.
Now, you picked some good stuff tonight. This is a great education. I also love when you pick a band I've never heard of, so I'm excited to hear what we're ending this program with.
Yes.
Good to see you again in person, one of our few live records.
That's right.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Yep, yep.
And it does happen.
We've
improved our long distance technology.
Well, just also because of personal reasons, it's going to happen more often. Just because I have to come down.
You'll
here
be
more
down
often.
Here, right? You're yeah. traveling to this part of the nation.
Daddy got a promotion.
You shut up. All right.
That's right.
I can. You owe me money, man. No.
Don't. Yeah, I know. Don't worry.
No.
Yeah, you're on the list. You and my windshield.
Yes, there you go. Anyway, we're going to end this show now with Brand X from the album Masks. Let's see. Let me tell you exactly when this
happened. Why is it spelled that way?
It's spelled that way.
Because of drugs, that's why.
Because of drugs. It's came out in 1978.
Yes, Mask. Masques.
That's right.
that's all I need to know about this album. This is going to be good.
Tells you all right enough there. The song is called Deadly Nightshade.
Yeah, so thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been great. As always, please stay 8 to 12 feet away from each other.
Yes.
Especially with Scott. He's very delicate. He's gone through the pandemic amazingly well. You've really walked through the raindrops here, Scott.
Literally.
And so don't get my friend sick. He's very, very delicate, like a little bird. He's got hollow bones and everything. Please.
I owe it to him a good diet. I've kept myself sort of a detox.
You really have gotten that Italian diet of all the pasta going.
Lots of garlic. Yeah. It certainly does the job, no doubt about that.
You're really embracing your roots there.
My roots. Pretty soon there's going to be an accordion playing outside on the balcony. La, 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 la.
So, anyway, so there's that. Please mask up. Get all the shots.
Please.
Don't be a jerk.
Please. Please be nice and be safe with everybody.
Oh, and you know what? Adopt from your local Humane Society or shelter.
Okay.
Don't go to a pet store.
There you go. And don't go to a breeder.
No. Don't do that ever. You know what? Report breeders. Do that. Okay. They shouldn't be doing that. Right. And don't do it out of your backyard. If you know somebody's doing that, give them some side eye, you know.
Yeah, really?
Tisk them.
Say, no.
Say, hey, that's not cool.
Not cool.
Anyway, here's Brand X with, what's this, Deadly Nightshade?
It's called Deadly Nightshade.
Great
yes.
title.
Yes, it is. Thanks very much for listening, everybody. See ya!
Get out!
Yeah. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance Sebastian. You like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Green.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking Your Ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking Your Ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Alan Poussin.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Mm-hmm.